via app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In Palermo, California, two boys ages 5 and 6 are fighting for their lives after they were shot at their small religious school. Joy Orlando's child goes there. She got a call from the sheriff's office.
I said, well, was there a shooting? And the person that I was speaking with said there was an incident. And he said there were two children hurt. But that was the only information I got, which made me go into extreme panic.
Police say the gunman took his own life. There's no word on a motive. Police are hunting for the gunman who killed the CEO of United Healthcare on a Manhattan sidewalk Wednesday morning. CBS's Meg Oliver.
Just after 6:45 a.m., surveillance video captured a man wearing a mask and carrying a gun with a silencer, approaching United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson from behind and shooting him in the back and calf. Thompson crumbling to the ground. The gunman can then be seen trying to unjam his gun before shooting again, then calmly walking across the street.
Police say it appears to have been a targeted attack. A year after the police beating death of Tyree Nichols in Memphis, a scathing new report is out.
The Justice Department has done an examination of the Memphis police force and say that they should be under a consent decree. In other words, monitored by a federal judge because they routinely engage in unconstitutional and excessive force practices.
Loyola law professor and former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson. 11 months after a door plug flew off a jet mid-flight, raising concerns about the safety of Boeing's planes, there are now similar concerns about Boeing's Space Department. CBS News senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve heard from a technician who builds satellites for Boeing.
He says that he's filed in just the last year hundreds of safety complaints, ranging from issues with fire extinguishers to blocked access ways to unsafe work techniques or conditions. That sort of really runs the gamut of things.
A new study suggests a correlation between dark chocolate and a reduced risk of type 2 diabetes. Binkai Liu is a researcher at the Harvard School of Public Health.
Having a balanced, nutrient-rich diet is very important, and including dark chocolate into that balanced diet can be a good addition. And I think that's the key message here from the paper.
South Korea's parliament has introduced a motion to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol for trying to impose martial law. The vote could come Friday. Yoon has accepted the resignation of his defense minister, who apparently recommended that the president declare martial law, which caused chaos and confusion for about 6 hours. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coming up on the next Midday Magazine, we will welcome our friends from the Historic Point Boss in Part 1 and UW Extension Wood County in Part 2. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Short turnaround. The Bucks host the Atlanta Hawks tonight. The Bucks coming off a 127-107 win over the Pistons last night in Detroit. Head coach Doc Rivers on their seventh win in a row.
The more we attack the paint, the more open shots we're going to get. Detroit is a help basketball team like every team is. And our guys just found the open man.
College Hoops, number 5th ranked Marquette is at Iowa State tonight. On Saturday, they'll host Wisconsin. The Badgers losing to Michigan 67-64. Their first loss of the season. Head coach Greg Gard.
Credit to Michigan. They banked on us not being able to bang in some threes and did a good job of gumming up the paint and made it hard in terms of that regard. And we're able to get enough offense going to get past us.
NFL, the Packers' Matt LaFleur asked if Jair Alexander will be able to play Thursday night against the Lions despite his knee injury.
We'll see. I mean, I have no idea. I'm not a doctor.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If it's huge blockbusters or holiday films you're looking for in theaters this weekend, you will have to see films that are already released. But if you're not ready to throw yourself into the world of holiday films just yet, or are in the mood for some offbeat, quirky flicks, this could be your weekend. Comedy sci-fi Y2K rolls out Friday and takes us back to 1999 when the world was in a panic over what would happen when the clock struck midnight on New Year's Eve. The film follows two high schoolers who crash a New Year's Eve party and end up fighting for their lives. If you're in the mood for a Lou Diamond Phillips movie, and who isn't, check out the horror film Werewolves, which also stars Frank Grillo, but has not yet been reviewed, so beware. If you're looking for a comedy horror, the film Night opens this week in wide release as well. The film stars Amy Adams playing a mom who takes time off work to stay home with her kids, but finds herself turning into a dog. I did not misspeak. Despite the offbeat storyline, the film is pulling a 63 on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, plenty of clouds and plenty of wind. Northwest winds over 40 miles per hour. Lows will drop to the upper single digits. Wind chill sub-zero. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, still blustery, with highs in the middle 20s. Currently 8 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project and a Green Bay Packer owner, will be here to talk politics and preview the Packers. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our old buddy Alex Lawson, and our young buddy Alex Lawson, the president of Social Security Works, socialsecurityworks.org, strengthensocialsecurity.org, and of course over on Blue Sky at socialsecurityworks.org. Alex's personal at alaw202.bsky.social. So, Alex, welcome back to the program. I've been reading your rants here. The most recent one, watchdogs say the world's richest man, Elon Musk, has declared war on Social Security. Tell us about this.
I'd say middle-aged friend of the program, Tom, if that works. But thanks for having me. Yeah, you know, this is, again, it's one of those who could have foreseen moments, because you've been talking about it. I've been talking about it. It's been incredibly obvious about what's going to happen because the Republicans only have one plan. The interesting thing, though, is just how, like, ridiculous it is, because it's now you have literally the richest man in the world sitting on a commission that's supposed to find trillions of dollars in savings. And, you know, they're pretending like, oh, well, that's this $50 million program that somebody's doing that's, you know, stupid on its face. And you're like, no. When you're talking about trillions of dollars, when it has a T in it, what they're doing is they're going to come and rob you of your Social Security benefits. That's where the money is. That's what they always do. They come after your Social Security and your Medicare. So what happened to start this latest one is Senator Mike Lee and this backbencher in the House, you know, in a pretty coordinated way, started talking about how Social Security is bad and we need to turn it over to Wall Street. We need to wholesale get rid of it. The senator's thread was like 40 tweets of just wrong information long. The House was an interview, but it's the same thing. They're saying, hey, now that, you know, we're actually getting this done, it's time to for everyone to realize that we're talking about cutting Social Security. And on Twitter, you know, the thing that really started the news cycle is Elon Musk did one of his interesting tweets. Mm-hmm. So he is a long held believer in the fact that Social Security is bankrupting the country, that we can't afford Social Security. This is Elon Musk himself. So it's no surprise that that's where they're going. But, you know, I have to deal with people who aren't you, Tom. You know, the media is like, oh, out of left field, or where did this come from? Or Donald Trump promised he wasn't going to cut Social Security benefits. And I'm like, they've only got one play. As soon as we really just make peace with that, it's pretty obvious that this is what they're going to do every single time. And what's also obvious, Tom, and is that the next unfortunate phase is you're going to have a bunch of credulous Democrats who are going to be like, hey, maybe I should get on this commission to have a good guy's voice on the commission because maybe there's good things. No, unless he pledges in writing, I will not cut one penny of Social Security benefits, one penny of Medicare or Medicaid benefits, then this commission is nothing more than an attack on our earned benefits.
Yeah, and you know what they're going to do with regard to the Democrats. They're going to go to the Problem Solvers Caucus, you know, the Democrats who have their hand out for whoever gives them the most money. And, you know, the banks will start showering cash on them and they'll start going, well, maybe we should have a Medicare Advantage kind of version of Social Security Advantage. Wouldn't that be a good idea? You know, people could put their money in the stock market and make more money than they do in Social Security. And a lot of young people will go, oh, really? What do you think?
Exactly. And maybe even all they've done is shorten that path because it's literally the richest man in the world is chairing the commission, Tom. Mm-hmm. So when they put their hands out, it's Elon Musk who drops the bag of cash in it. You know, like he bought Twitter for $44 billion. It lost 80% of its value, but he bought an election and he owns, you know, some significant portion of the government, which is reflected in a $100 billion increase in his personal wealth. So this is the this is like a no-brainer for these billionaires. Yeah. But again, at the end of the day, they know they need to take their money from somewhere, and that somewhere is our pockets. It's our Social Security. That's what they're coming after.
In the wake of the killing this morning in New York of the CEO of United Healthcare, they're the largest provider of Medicare Advantage programs in the United States. You know, we have no idea who this guy was or, you know, whether he's, you know, upset about something that involved, you know, personal stuff or whether it had to do with professional, you know, who knows? But it kind of lifts the question of Medicare Advantage, I think, up a little bit. Where are we at? How much longer is this open enrollment period? I'm thinking I need to publish another one of my Lookout for Medicare Advantage op-eds. It's been a while. I think it's been a year since I've done it.
And I think publish that soon, Tom, because it's days left in open enrollment. You know, I think the murder of an individual CEO or otherwise, you know, we don't know anything about that. Right. What actually is the case there. But United Health, you know, no matter what, this is the biggest player in privatizing Medicare and privatized Medicare. In the insurance market outside of Medicare, the biggest benefactor from this enormous push that is going to happen, you know, like, and it's going to be hard to fight against, Tom, under the Trump administration. If Dr. Oz gets confirmed, he's got one goal, and he's not a clown, you know, like many of the other nominees. Dr. Oz is much more of a cold-blooded health insurance corporate executive. Yeah. And they're pushing to privatize Medicare, and United Health will gain enormous amounts. They'll be by far and away the biggest winner from that, and obviously the biggest loser is the American people. So Medicare Advantage is going to be – sorry.
To what extent can that be done by executive action? I'm assuming that making Medicare Advantage the default when you sign up is not something that requires congressional action, that can be done simply by executive action?
Yeah, the really unfortunate thing, Tom, is that an enormous amount of this stuff when it comes to privatizing Medicare can be done through executive action. And the first Trump administration, they didn't know a lot of that up front. But they were educated by the corporations, you know, really quickly on it. And so by the end, they'd had their thumb on the scale quite vigorously. And that's where you really saw the first acceleration. And we cracked into over 50 percent, and now we're at 54%. They're going to do that just on steroids. And we will obviously be fighting it tooth and nail. But the truth is they're going to get a lot. But also the truth is they still can't deliver. So rural health is still going to be collapsing at an accelerating rate as Medicare privatizes more and more. And I think that is where we will find, you know, some sort of like Senator Lankford from Oklahoma. No one's calling that guy a progressive, but he understands he's got no more hospitals left. Yeah. So because the system literally can't deliver rural health care. So we're going to have to fight it tooth and nail. But there's so much that
a lot of the rural hospital problems have to do with the failure of red states to expand Medicaid, don't they?
Some of it, but there, an enormous amount is actually just due to reimbursement rates by Medicare Advantage.
Oh, really?
Some of it is actually, yeah. And so the rural health.
So hospitals are going out of business because the Medicare Advantage providers are refusing, you know, at what is it, 18% is the rate at which they refuse to pay?
It's refusals, and then it's also very low amounts. So they're saying, no, we're not going to pay you this for that.
Lower reimbursement.
We're going to pay you an enormous amount less. And if you want to fight me for 5 years, you know, then I'll pay you a little bit more. But I will say, just I know we don't have too much time to talk about PE roll-ups, but private equity roll-ups, what they also will do is if you look at it, you can see that they're actually closing down hospitals and directing people to the more profitable hospitals that are owned by these private equity ventures. So they're making money coming and going.
Yeah, there you go. Hang on just a second, Alex.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The great Alex Lawson. Get over to socialsecurityworks.org, strengthensocialsecurity.org, or you can follow him at socialsecurityworks.org on Blue Sky. Thank you, Alex.
Thanks, Tom.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon.
eat all species.
The last hours of ancient sunlight, the fate of the world, and what we can do before it's too late by Tom Hartman in bookstores everywhere. It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Chestnuts roasting on the BPA-free stove. Jackfruit sizzling on the side. Trade cocoa warms us, organic cloves, and almond milk in eggnog we've tried. Everybody knows kale chips and gluten-free dough help to make the season bright. Free-range veggies in a tofurkey show, avoiding meats just feels so right.
Welcome back, 22 minutes past the hour. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is about what we talked about yesterday, what happened in Seoul, South Korea yesterday. In fact, it's titled "The Warning from Seoul, A Democracy at Risk in the Age of Authoritarian Power." And basically what we saw was President Yoon Suk-yeol, President Yoon of South Korea, try for, I believe it only lasted 6 or 8 hours, before Parliament basically backed him down, try to become a dictator. I mean, he just proclaimed, you know, military rule. The military is taking over the media. The military, we're shutting down the Parliament, Congress. And I'm going to rule by dictate, basically. And now this is a guy who had been he's a hardcore right winger. He had proposed that the work week in Korea, in South Korea, where if you work more than that, you get overtime. If you work less than that, you don't get overtime. That be raised from 52 hours a week to 69 hours a week. He was proposing changes in the medical system and the way that doctors are trained that had caused a national strike by physicians, as they were concerned that he was basically, you know, coming after the national health care system, which is a pretty good system and works quite well in South Korea. You know, he's in tight with his corporate buddies. There's a reason why they call him the Donald Trump of South Korea. Now, here's what, you know, the good news is he failed. And in fact, now Parliament is calling for him to be, you know, evicted, basically impeached. And if he doesn't resign. And I would not be surprised if he resigns in the next couple of weeks. I mean, we'll have to wait and see how this shakes out. But what's the difference between President Yoon doing this and failing in South Korea and the possibility that Donald Trump could do this and succeed in the United States? Just do the exact same thing. Just take Yoon's template and say, hey, I can do that. Keep in mind, after all, this is what General Mike Flynn begged Donald Trump to do before he left office in 2020, or in January of 2021. He wanted him to declare a state of emergency and declare martial law and thus prevent the transition of power to Joe Biden. And not just Mike Flynn. I mean, there was a whole cadre of people who were saying, you know, we need to do this. Well, Trump didn't do it. I'm not sure he could have gotten away with it then. But that was then, and this is now. Yoon, South Korean President Yoon, failed to control his party, the PPP party in South Korea, the Republicans of South Korea. He failed to have them kiss his you know, royal butt the way that Trump has seized control of the Republican Party. He didn't put his relatives in charge of the party itself. He didn't line up the alliances that he needed so that when Parliament voted on whether to sustain or overturn the state of emergency, 100% of his own party voted against him, the president of South Korea. Now, that's not going to be the case with Donald Trump. Donald Trump has got crazies in the United States Senate and the House of Representatives who are eager to see our Democratic Republic turned into a Hungarian-style or a Russian-style autocracy. I mean, they're salivating for it. Also, President Yoon, the equivalent of Fox News in South Korea, a billionaire-owned right-wing television network in South Korea that just is all right-wing all the time, is only a couple years old and doesn't have much of an audience. And there are two public broadcasters in South Korea, the equivalent of, you know, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the television network and the radio network. There are two of those in South Korea, and they've been very independent, and they give actual news. And most of the corporate news in South Korea is pretty solid news. So the Koreans are well informed. That is not the case here in the United States. Here in the United States, we've got roughly half of Americans getting their news from sources that regularly lie to them, that certainly lie by omission, don't really fill them in with what's going on. So I think that, you know, we need to look at what happened in South Korea yesterday as a warning. And I believe that Donald Trump and the people around him are looking at it as a template. You know, how can we do this without the blowback that President Yoon got? So we'll see. We'll see how this shakes out in South Korea. And of course, you know, in 6 weeks, we'll see how it shakes out here in the United States. I'll be right back with you on the other side of this break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Geeky Science, what's the best longevity thing you can do to add up to 6 years to your life? I'll tell you on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and Ad Council.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com.
In the heart of soul, the sirens cry. Shadow falls, the stakes are high. A leader speaks with an iron tongue, but the song of freedom must be sung. The echoes ring from history's halls, the rise of power, the voice that calls. When democracies falter, the truth gets blurred, but the lessons remain and the warnings heard. The warning from some,
We must stand as one for what is right.
Welcome back. Indeed, the warning from Seoul. You can read it over at HartmanReport.com, by the way. Our geeky science for the day, and then I'll pick up your calls here. This is absolutely fascinating. This is a new study that was based on a huge population cohort. This was drawn from the 2003 to 2006 National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey by the federal government, and mortality information as well from the federal government. And what they discovered was that if Americans over 40 walked as much each day as the most active 25% of us. Now, the most active 25% of us walk the equivalent of around 2 hours every day, roughly. Now, that's the most active among us. About 2 hours. Now, I walk about, 35, 40 minutes a day, to and from work. And, Louise and I actually, you can add another hour to that, sometimes 3 or 4 days a week. Louise and I go down to Forest Park and climb hills, little mountains here in town, and get just incredibly out of breath. We're doing this. But if Americans over 40 did that, they could extend their lifespan by 6 hours for each hour of walking, which means that they could add an extra 11 years. Now, this is for people in their 40s to their life expectancy. People in their 50s and 60s could add 6 years to their lifespan simply by walking for a half hour to 2 hours every day. Walking is the easiest to maintain. It provides the most significant life expectancy benefits without the barriers often associated with more intense exercises. I'm reading from this study. It can result in improved preservation of bone density, improved strength, reduced body fat, and better cardiovascular health. It also leads to improvements in both mood and cognitive function. Improving things like heart rate, blood pressure, or the amount of excess body fat can all help decrease how hard the heart must work to pump blood throughout the body, which in turn is protective. And they note, even individuals who begin walking later in life will see meaningful improvements in health and life expectancy by walking a half hour to an hour every day. So, get out in your neighborhood. Go for a walk every morning or every afternoon or every day, however, wherever. And I can tell you, I've been doing this now for at least 15 years. And it makes a big difference. It just makes a huge difference. So walk. All right, so what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. Patricia in Tuxedo Park, New York. Hey Patricia, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to say that I think in response to a previous caller who did a little rant about the government, that most people don't have a clue of how the government works. So it's easy to blame the government. It's easy to blame Congress and the Democrats and the president for getting nothing done. But they really don't know because we lack civics classes in our schools anymore. And people don't make themselves knowledgeable about how a bill, for example, becomes law. It's not easy. Mm-hmm. And they think it's really easy, and they can't understand why the president isn't doing it. And also, I think that Biden was a totally underrated president, and I think he did a good job with what he had to work with. But I think one of his major drawbacks is not touting all his the things that he did good enough, or even in some cases not at all. But yeah. There's projects going around our county, Orange County, New York, and people don't have a clue of who provided the money when it was Biden.
Right, and the Republican congressmen and congresswomen show up and take credit for these things that they voted against.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
And there's just so many people that are totally uninformed, and they don't want to be informed. That's the bad part about it. Anyway, That's all I have to say.
Okay. Well, thank you, Patricia. You said it very well, and I completely agree. Joe Biden was extraordinarily competent at being president, both domestically and internationally, and extraordinarily incompetent at communicating the successes he had. And had he been more competent at communicating those successes, there is no doubt in my mind that Kamala Harris would be president right now. And that's a tragedy. That's an absolute tragedy.
I do agree.
The proof of that is Democrats
should learn a lesson from that.
I think so. And the proof of it is that 56% of all Americans, Democrats and Republicans, believed when they went into the voting booth on Election Day on November 5th, believed that the country was in a recession. When the reality was literally the exact opposite of that. So, yeah.
A lot of my friends who have nothing to complain about financially were complaining about the prices. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're so lucky that we can buy anything we want.
Yeah.
And they just don't get it. And they are still complaining.
Oh, yeah. And one of the things that the Republicans were really using was the price of eggs. And the reason the price of eggs is so high right now and has been over the last year and a half is bird flu.
It's bird flu.
And nobody's paying attention to that. I mean, they had to kill a million chickens just a couple months ago. Anyhow, Patricia, thank you. Thank you so much for a great rant. Good to hear from you. Brian in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Since I called, two other people have called about it, but I think it's pretty important. The United Healthcare CEO being shot. I don't know if any news is broken about the motives in the last hour or so, but
we don't know who the shooter is, so we have no idea what his motive is.
So without knowing, it's pretty clear and pretty obvious without knowing. And even if it's not clear or obvious and turns out to be something else in this case, it's pretty clear and obvious that because of Republican ethos, because of right-wing conservative ethos of letting companies steal from us and promoting rage and promoting gun culture, someone decided to take matters into their own hands because United Healthcare wronged them. Now, that's not clear yet in this particular case, but that would be that's a pretty easy assumption. And even if it turns out not to be the case, it's a through line, between Republican Trumpists, Elon Muskists, destroying our culture.
Yeah, the bottom line, Brian, is we just don't know. I mean, it's a great opportunity to talk about a great opportunity. That sounds like I'm cheerleading for somebody's death. I'm not. But it presents an opportunity to the news media to talk about Medicare Advantage and the practices of big insurance. But they're not going to take that opportunity, sadly. Until we learn what this guy's motive was. I mean, it's possible that the CEO of United Healthcare had an affair with this guy's wife. I mean, we just don't know, right? We just don't know.
It's possible, but it doesn't matter entirely. I mean, it matters for that particular case, but the through lines of the connection that people are drawing, whether they're true or not, are not untrue. This guy, it was an affair. Still, the through lines of the people getting screwed by billionaires, by CEOs, by healthcare, gun culture promoted.
There's a whole thread over on Democratic Underground basically speculating, is this the beginning of the people's uprising? And I don't want to go there. I don't think that's healthy, and I don't think this is that. I think we're a long way from that, frankly. But we'll just have to wait and see. Brian, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Lynn in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Lynn, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How are you today?
I am great, but I'll get better. How about you, Lynn?
I am glad.
I hope you're well. Apropos of nothing, we learned last night we had an HOA meeting, and we have a little neighborhood. I mean, there's 22 or 24 homes in our neighborhood. We have four neighbors now who have COVID, and, out of 22 or 24 houses. Apparently, a lot of people traveled for Thanksgiving and came back home with COVID. And so everybody just, you said, how are you? I didn't travel and I didn't come down with COVID, knock wood. But be careful and get your damn vaccine. Only about 30% of Americans right now are vaccinated. So what's up, Lynn?
I've been boosted. Tom, I want to talk about the progressives. I believe the progressives have good intentions on most issues. But It's not only what your intentions are, it's the way you implement it. And a lot of things that they attempt to implement, they implement them with mandates. For example, they had an EV mandate that they signed for EV cars. And our
EV mandate? Now, nobody's mandated to buy an electric vehicle.
They passed a bill that Alyssa Slotkin, she has to walk back on during the campaign. I think there were EV mandates, I guess, for the auto industry to build electric.
The way that they're doing it is they're offering people money to buy electric vehicles. But that's not a mandate. That's a freebie. That's a bonus. There are no electric vehicle mandates, to the best of my knowledge. I know that the Republicans claim that they are, and I know that Fox News has claimed that there are EV mandates, but there aren't. It's a lie.
Well, that's just an example. The Affordable Care Act, it was mandated.
No.
And now that
electric
mandate,
vehicles are not mandated in the Affordable Care Act.
I'm not saying in the Affordable Care Act. I'm going to another example.
The Affordable Care Act is not a mandate. You don't have to buy Obamacare.
It's not now, but it was.
No, it's never been mandated. There's never been a mandate for you to have health insurance. This is America. You can be uninsured if you want. I mean, it's stupid, but you can do it.
For not having Obamacare.
No, it's not true. No, you've been listening to Fox News, Lynn. They've been lying to you.
I have not been listening
to
Fox News.
So wherever you're getting your information, it's wrong.
Well, I'm going to send you how the Affordable Care Act was mandated.
All right. I look forward to seeing it. Lynn, thank you for the call. It's 46 minutes past the hour. What happened to the music? Did it just vanish, Sean? Something weird happened, huh? There it comes back now. We'll be right back. It's 46 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
In the rhythm of our lives, in the moments we create, we have the power to inspire, to open up the gate to a world of understanding where compassion leads the way.
But 47 minutes past the hour.
That breaks, there's a brighter day. Every day's an opportunity to do something good in your family, in your community, in your home. From the heart of your home to the streets outside, every moment's a chance. Spread love worldwide. So let's cherish every morning and the chances that we find to make a difference in the world.
.com for audio and video archives.
Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company...
Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbarium Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarium is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature. It's made with berberine, formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Superbarium, and always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your health and mine. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbarium Advanced Cholesterol Support. Just go to superbarium.com to get 15% off and save even more in bundles with the promo code Tom. That's Superbarium, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, and the code is Tom. Superbarium.com, code Tom. Welcome back. Welcome back. 53 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Marie in Chicago. Hey, Marie, what's up?
Mario. Mario.
Oh, Mario. I'm sorry. You're right.
Yes,
I need to get my glasses tweaked.
That's okay, Mr. Harman. Thank you for taking my call. I want to respond to this gentleman. They criticized why we lost the election. But before I do that, I was with my doctor, pulmonary doctor, yesterday, and you mentioned about walking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been walking. I put my very nice car in the side, and I've been walking like an hour a day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's making so much big difference on me. I lost close to 40 pounds, and I think I really look what I see in the mirror, and I feel healthy, and I feel very good. Strongly recommend you to everyone, do that.
Yeah.
It makes a big difference.
It really does.
You look good, you feel good. And besides that, it gives you a better way of thinking because it really is very healthy to do that. Even though the doctors say you have to come and find a program to be and talk to people how that you do this, it's very difficult to do it.
Yeah,
it's
you don't need a gym. Just go and walk for a half hour, you know?
Just go and walk.
Yeah.
Just go and walk. But first of all, I have to thank you to provide such a great, smart audience that they called you, Tom. It's just amazing. All these intelligent people that called.
Yeah, it's really a privilege for me, Mario, to hang out with some of the smartest people in the country every day. I really appreciate it. What specifically did you call about?
About this gentleman, why we lost the election.
Okay.
No, we don't lose the election for that. Mm. We lost the elections because it's a bigotry of a male. I've been dealing, I'm a construction foreman for 50 years. Mm. I'm 76 years old. These people tell me that I look like 50. And I've been dealing with Eastern Europeans, Western Europeans, Mexicans, African Americans. And something that I find common on all of them, the bigotry for a female. Mm. The bigotry of give the right to a woman, they are better than us males, because that is what it is.
Right.
And I see it. And I see it. And Pamela Harris lost the elections because all this bigotry, just because she's a woman, she's black, she's Asian. That is the reason we lost the election. Not because Trump for any reason. No, it's the bigotry of the male towards woman.
I think you're right, Mara.
And we have to, wake up. And we have to accept it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're not going to see it. We see it with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah,
she lost because she was a woman. And the male, the American male, sorry, I get emotional. We have to wake up and accept it.
Yeah.
We are better than that.
Yeah, I think so,
Thank you, Tom, for taking my call.
Thank you, Mario.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, very, very well said. Thank you for your passionate your thoughts. Denise in Calumet, Michigan. Denise, I only have a half a minute here. Is that okay? You got a quick one?
I got a quick one. The lady that talked about getting groceries with her Advantage program is just another fraud, because the insurance companies, if she gets sick, she's going to be in trouble.
Yep.
That's
and it's going to cost
feel.
Her a lot more than her groceries.
Exactly. It's just another fraud.
Yeah, it really is. And these companies, and they... we'll cover your vision, and it's a scam thing. It's one of these discount cards, or we'll cover your hearing, And
I know.
And even when they do give you some benefit, or they give you a no-cost plan, like you said, if you get sick, you are toast. You are just absolutely, get ready to check out. Denise, thank you so much for the call. You said it so well. I appreciate it. And that was perfect. And your timing was perfect, too. Thank you.
Thanks.
Great way to end the hour. It's 57 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you on the other side of the break here at the top of the hour. And we will continue talking about the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and Elon Musk and Ron DeSantis and Lara Trump. Stick around. It's going to get weird.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-02.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, the president's pardon of his son, Hunter Biden, gives us all a lesson in the power of grace to help others struggling with addiction.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating him for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.